Today is 101.9. It is Greg and Gina about to go commercial free for an hour. Tears for Fears always takes me right back to an under 21 nightclub in Ocean City called Nightlight.
Oh,
and I think it's called H2O now.
Wow.
I think. Anyway, that's what it reminds me of.
Greg,
it's like 1985 all over
in
again.
In his club gear and Greg in his OP shorts for a totally 80s taste of the town this Saturday. Cockeysville branch of the Baltimore County Public Library. We welcome back Julie Saxon-Meyer, the Director of Development for the Foundation for BCPL.
Whoa, listen to all that.
Wow. It sounds impressive when you say it all like that.
That's pretty good.
You have a pretty big title.
Good morning. Wes, thank you.
Welcome back.
So tell us about this event. You know, we know it's of it as 80s, and that's the theme of the night, right?
Right. If you've ever been to our Cockeysville branch, it has neon signage. So when we went to check it out to see if we could hold an event there, we thought, if we hold an event here, it has to be 80s themed. So we have an 80s band, a cover band called The New Romance.
And they're good.
They're excellent.
Yeah.
Yes, we're really excited to have them.
They've played the Towson Town Festival a bunch of years that I've seen them, and a couple of other places as well.
Great.
So that'll be fun.
Greg's going to be tearing it up. Did you happen to notice, Julie, the photo he posted with his parents in the gym shorts with his fluffy 80s hair?
I did see that picture.
It was graduation, 1987.
Throwback
and,
shot.
And I had the graduation cap on. If you didn't see it, I had a red Reebok shirt on and these pants, these shorts that are ugly as whatever.
Well, they weren't ugly then, right?
No, they were.
Right.
I mean, I hope they weren't ugly then.
And what's so freaky is I see that picture and I see his son, Ben. And, you know, I see how you probably grew up at the Baltimore County Public Library as well. Just
totally.
As
we went to the Towson branch and Lock Raven branch all the time. I lived in Lock Raven Village, so we were down in those woods there.
Yes.
And so are people dressing up in 80s stuff? Should we?
That's what we hear. Yes, we are encouraging it. It is not required. But I know in our office, especially, everyone who works in our office is basically a child of the 80s. So we're all very excited about what we're wearing.
And I've been trying to find OPs. I'm really trying to find them. And I can't find OPs anywhere. I need any listeners that know where to find OPs, please tell me.
I say Quiet Storm Surf Shop and the shops at Kenilworth.
Do you think so? But they sell current stuff.
Julie agrees. Well, or at least something that looks like it.
Okay.
Like, they're really good with the surf gear. And they have guy clothes to the left if you go in and women's closer to the right.
All right, good.
Huge fan.
I'll check it out.
Back to the event, because this is the biggest fundraiser of the year for the library.
It is,
to get serious for a minute about it, to hit the books, so to speak. Tell us how people can get tickets and why it's important and where that money goes.
You can get tickets on our website, foundationforbcpl.org. And the money goes to support library programs and projects all throughout our 19-branch system. We support things like Storyville. If you have a young child under 5, we have a Storyville location at Rosedale and Woodlawn. We support smaller projects throughout our system. We have loanable telescopes at our Catonsville branch. We have story trails in Oregon Ridge and Banneker Parks.
There's so much going on at the library that gets funded this way that a lot of people may not know about. So it's like, let's get involved and let's get these stories out.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, we fund things that the county doesn't support.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And those are often things that our customers really appreciate. So it's so important to help us, and we really appreciate your support here at the station.
How do we get tickets?
foundationforbcpl.org. You can also call our office at 410-887-6196.
And if all that was really fast, can we just show up that night and buy tickets, or is it all in advance?
We think we might sell out, so it's best to get them online, but you can check our website the day before or so and see if we have any tickets left, but we prefer people to buy them in advance.
Awesome.
You can also listen to Julie's previous interview, because she's also auditioning to be a member of the show. Great job, Julie. We'll get back to you.
Thank you.
And previous interview is up at foundationforbcpl.org. So as you're clicking to get your tickets, you can also listen to, when you're on the show the last time, too.
Right.
You're awesome for coming in. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Now, today's 101.9 traffic from a Schmidt Old Time 640.